Jesus, I love you, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you, Jesus, we worship you. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you, Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you, Jesus, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we turn and fill to thee again. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we look to you. Jesus, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's sing together number 16 in the white book. Number 16 in the white book. sing that whole song. It's in the white book. It's number 43. Number 43 in the white book. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we thank you.
60
Jesus,
years ago, you, this summer, it was the first time that the directors decided on an all-male staff in the kitchen. I was one of the waiters, and they were all men. It was the last time we had that, by the way. But it was a wonderful year. I remember it very clearly. I made friends at that time that are still friends now. And that's a wonderful thing about being on the Pilgrim Camp staff. You make friends for life. But another thing happened that year, and that was, this song reminded me of that. And that was the year when this song was introduced to camp for the first time. And the story behind that was told by the first director, Brother Gordon Gardner, and it went this way. He was a boy, teenage boy, and things associated with youth and growing up, adolescence, he had problems. Very, very serious problems to him that most young teenage boys go through. And he had the good fortune of being able to tell these problems, and he felt free. He was surrounded by women. His dad had died, and so he was in the faith homes in Zion, and he was surrounded by vessels, they were called. These were people who had given themselves wholly to God and who had the wisdom of God. And he went to one of them. Now, I have it written someplace, but I forget if it was Mrs. Robinson herself or Mrs. Brooks, but it was one of those vessels that were used. And she gave him this song to pray over. This and the companion song, A Life of Overcoming. And he told the staff that story. He didn't go into detail with it. He later did with me, but it was something that was very real and pressing upon him as a teenage boy. And he was just told by the Lord that he should take these two songs and pray over them. And he did. And he speaks of the mighty victory that he got as a boy, as a young boy. And so whenever we sing this song, I'm reminded of that, of the victory that God can give. And especially the victory that God can give our young people. We have no idea what is in their minds and the things that they're going through. But God is able to answer those questionings. Things that they may question about their bodies, about their future, about just things that are very, very prominent in young people. And I'm so thankful that we can tell them about the Lord. Tell them that there is victory. Tell them that they can go to the Lord and He will answer that. And so I'm thankful for that song, for what it has meant to me over these 60 years as well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The Savior can solve every problem. The tangles of life can undo. There is nothing too hard for Jesus. There is nothing that He cannot do.
That's in the book, but I already.
I know. You want to sing that?
Yes.
Let's do that then. Number
96.
Number 96. Would you like to stand as we sing? Number 96. Stress. step of the pathway and listens to hear when we call. The Savior can solve every problem the tangles of life can undo. There is nothing too hard for Jesus. There is nothing that He problem, and you know every tangle, and you know every care, Lord, that we carry, that we may be feeling laden with this morning. You know the cares and problems of the villagers and those down in the cottage, Lord. You know every one of our hearts, every one of our needs, every one of our questions, and we thank you that you are the answer, Lord. You really are, that we can find everything in you. Lord, we may not get the specific answer that we're looking for, but there'll be a satisfaction in our hearts. You'll take out the question, the anxiety. You'll resolve the issue, the circumstance. Lord, you're able. You're able to work sovereignly in every one of our hearts and lives. And this morning we thank you, Jesus, that you are able to solve every problem. Lord, we pray that you'll work to that end today. Lord, there are problems of sin. Lord, burdens of sin. Lord, worries and anxieties because of sin. We thank you that you're able to solve those problems. You're able, Lord, to bear those burdens. And Lord, it just takes a casting of our cares, our sins, our burdens on thee. And Lord, as Christian looked up to the cross, there that burden rolled away. Lord, we pray that today, even today at Pilgrim Camp, burdens would roll away. Dear Lord, that today, Lord, and seeing Calvary and seeing the cross and the blood that was shed, Lord, that we would just somehow get lost in that and we'd forget about the burdens and you'd cause them to just dissipate. The mountains to flow down like wax in your presence. Lord, be thou thyself the answer to all our questions here up in Watch Rock, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray. We have questions maybe about our future. Where to go, what to do. Dear Lord, you lead the way. You show us the way. You are the way. We pray that you'd help us to follow your lead. Lord, that we would live so close to you that we would hear you leading and directing by that still small voice. Lord, life isn't a puzzle. It doesn't need to be an enigma. But Lord, you can mark out the path and the trail that we should walk. And we pray that we'll be careful to hear your voice. Lord, give us an ear to hear what you say. Dear Lord, that we will follow closely. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, the big as well as the light, the large as well as the small. And as we sing in this song, Lord, take every care and burden today and lift it, Lord. We thank you because of Calvary, that can be our lot in life. Lord, we can continually, when they come, cast all our cares. Cast it all upon you. Roll it off on you because you care for us. No sense both of us worrying, Lord. You'll take care of us. So we thank you that we can just cast it and leave it with you and trust you and believe you and let the peace of God fill our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Help us today, Lord. Help us right now in this meeting. We let go. We just let go. Lord, we just get rid of all of our problems, all of our cares. We lay them down at your feet, and we pray that you'll solve them. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Shall we take our seats and sing those last two stanzas? The Savior can break sin's dominion.
There is no
Hallelujah. 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 We bring them to you, dear Lord. We lay them at your feet, dear Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.